as we recap the Lady Beavers game. Coach, it just seemed like it was one of those nights where it happened to be a cold shooting night for Scott City, but Holcomb would be the hot shooter. What did you see tonight?
You know, our shots were just definitely not falling, and, you know, we told them to start attacking, and we just couldn't get anything to go offensively. You know, first half defensively, we played strong, and we did a great job. They got a little run right there at the beginning of the third quarter, and we just, our effort, just we just got down on ourselves. You know, it was, we just mentally crumbled just a little bit. So, you know, we got to do better of sticking together and believing in our team, but, you know, we just got to move on and throw this one out of the way and be ready for Tuesday.
Well, I was going to say, I think first half I thought was probably one of your better defenses for a half all season long.
You know, we did. We knew exactly what our game plan was, and we were doing everything spot on. And, you know, it was a great half. We praised the girls, and we told them, you know, we just got to keep that intensity. The shots are going to start falling. And, you know, we just had a little collapse after they made a few big shots on us. And, you know, we just got to do better of staying composed and believing that we can make the next run. And we just couldn't just get over that tonight.
And, you know, just like you said, just one of those nights. And but I think there were some good things, like you said there. It was good to see. I thought probably one of your more aggressive players overall tonight was Chris Irvin. She was kind of like a bulldog down there and had about five or six rebounds, and she ended up with 8 points, a new career for her. And I thought, boy, her effort really didn't go unnoticed tonight.
You know, she did. She played hard for, you know, the 32 minutes, and she did exactly what we asked her to do. You know, we wanted somebody to go to the boards. We wanted people to attack the basket. And she had confidence. And, you know, she's one of our youngest ones, and she had the confidence to do that stuff. And the older ones just need to know that they can do that. They can do that, too. So, you know, proud of Chris's effort tonight.
With McKenzie getting the foul trouble in the first quarter, that kind of really take a lot away from you guys, what you wanted to do?
Well, it really put a lot of pressure on everybody else. You know, time was just a little bit off and that kind of stuff. Kinsey wanted this game really bad, and she wanted to play hard for it. And then every time she got in, she got another foul. And so, you know, it just, some days it's just not your game, and that's okay. You know, when she wasn't, she tried to do her best, and she was trying to be physical, and that led to some fouls. So, you know, it happened.
Absolutely. But nice thing is you get to flip the page. The sun actually does come out tomorrow, even though it might be cloudy. But anyways, Tuesday you go to Colby in a pretty big matchup with the Lady Eagles.
You know, we'll be ready. We'll be ready.
Thanks again for the time, Coach. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Adam.
Once again, comments from Coach.